Chris, would you take roll, please?
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Present.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And who did we have? Jim Bowen's not here. Okay, if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Is there any comments or anything you want to pull off there or a motion to approve?
Nobody has anything. I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Item 6A, this is the public hearing recess to October 2nd, 2018. Deliberation will continue. No additional testimony to be accepted. Public hearing and consideration to approve 18-01-A appeal and 18-12-DR design review for Kelleher subdivision number 2, Jace Hellman planner 2. So we are at a point for council deliberation. And I don't know. I know this is a new thing. This isn't something we've done before. So, whatever council is,
I think at this point it might be important to reopen it to testimony. There's certainly some questions that I would like to discuss with the developer at that point in things. So, if we can push that and set a date for reopening up testimony.
Okay. You certainly want to do your due diligence. So given the citizens' concerns, so you want to move to a continuation. Is there specific items that you want to address with the...
I think talking about when we're looking at the design review, 1812DR, talking about things like green space and potential landscaping are important to talk about, and also possibly getting other testimony in regards to safety measures from potentially the fire department as well as the police department.
Okay. Anybody else have any comment to that? If we want to do that, then we would need a motion to do so. And then we probably want to go ahead and ask for specific things to be discussed and who we might like to have. Probably green space and that type of thing. You might want to ask for staff consideration on that, and then if you want to hear from fire and police, we can probably at least get police to make some comment on that. We'll see if we can get fire to come down and address questions.
Well, I'm going to brutalize the appropriate terminology right here, but I motion we... I don't know if it needs to be a part of the motion to ask if we could get staff input on the green space and what might be a good idea in regards to that. And I'm not sure what appropriate staff would actually be best to look at that.
You can just make that general and ask staff to be prepared to answer questions about
questions regarding green space.
I don't think that has to be part of the motion, but I would just say the more specific questions you have would really help them figure out who's in the best position to answer it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Formulating those exact questions.
If it's more like a...
may have to come at a later time, but I know I've got thoughts in my head in regards to the green space and the spacing really that we might be looking at for potential review of the design side of it and where that green space is most beneficial.
Okay. Does that...
or does any of that make... I mean, do you know who we could... I want to look at least question the design aspect in regards to the green space or lack thereof or...
Okay, what specifically?
That's what I mean.
Like the
exact question.
Of green space that's proposed?
The amount of green space that's proposed, the amount of green space that we could look at putting into it. And honestly, I can build on that and we can get those questions out to you. I can. I just don't know an exact question to be asking right now, and that's why I want to push this off for a later calendar date to be able to talk about that. I want to look at the green space or lack thereof, and I want to talk to Chief McDaniel about potential safety concerns that might be around that area, and then potentially fire as well.
And I think, so one of the other, and I don't know exactly what on safety, but I think one of the other things that was brought up by the public was that there was only one access in and out. So I don't know if you want to speak to, we can have a discussion with ACHD or?
We already have.
Oh, you already have addressed them with that? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, then we can get that answered at the next meeting also. Okay.
Are your questions just as it relates to the design review portion, or?
It'll be related to more or less the design review portion, yeah.
Because I guess, I mean, do you have the deliberation worksheet in front of you?
I do.
So, starting on page 4, like, we should be able to go through CUNA City Code and identify, like, what the landscaping or green space questions would relate to, because this is the totality of what would be considered as part of the design review. Does that make sense?
Okay. So did you want to answer these questions for me then tonight? Is that what I'm getting at with you, Brianna?
Well, I guess I'm just trying to understand more about I'm trying to dig down to figure out if your questions are related to the design review part or the final plat portion of it, because if it's the design review.
Things I'm looking at are design review related. They are exact terminology with adjacent streets, safe pedestrian access, safe vehicle parking. It's things like that are on the design review, specifically listed in the CUNA City Code 546A, quoted below in this design page. So I know it's design review related in that respect, and it goes into further detail on there. So we can, if you really want, we can sit and deliberate about this tonight and not push this off. I just want to do my due diligence in being able to ask further questions about it.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I guess, clarify and make sure that the questions you have are ones that we should be asking. For example, not knowing necessarily what the green space question is, if it's like a how much is required or something like that versus a... like a parks question, you know what I mean? Like that would be outside this. So that's why I was just trying to drill down a little bit to make sure that it was within the scope of.
So green space questioning will be design will be with the design review in regards to site landscaping, in regards to the design objectives. So that in and of itself, again, is going to be on the design review portion.
Okay.
Wendy, or Jace, either one, can you answer if any of those things are going to be in the final plat portion that he's brought up, or will those all be design review?
It's design review.
Okay.
Yeah, all the questions that started kind of arising in my head, high-level questions, were from looking over the design review.
I also just want to clarify, asking questions of staff is not something that we would need a public hearing for, but it's just if it extends into getting information from other people, then it would. So I don't know if you...
It would. There'd be questions as well for the developer and things.
Okay. I think the most productive way to move forward would be to make sure that the questions are asked in advance of the next meeting instead of, you know what I mean? So it's not like, okay, here's the question, and then they don't have whatever they need to answer it right in front of them, and then we have to delay it again, you know what I mean? So I don't know if you're prepared to ask the questions now or if you can just make sure to get them to staff to disseminate to the developer, like, in the next couple of days or something like that. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I'm not ready to ask the questions now, so I can work on getting those to the staff.
That would probably be good. You can get them to staff and then disseminate who you want to, or they can help figure out who you want to, who needs to answer them, that type of thing.
Okay, I can do that. Do we want to direct these questions then more or less towards Wendy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get back to you with those questions. So there's a lot more to it, and it will require us reopening this to further testimony, because there will be questions for the developer as well.
Okay. So then your motion is to...
So my motion is to...
Continue.
My motion is to continue with additional testimony at the next meeting,
October
16th, it looks like, and for consideration to approve 18-01-A, the appeal in 18-12-DR, design review for Kelleher subdivision number 2.
Okay. Do we have a second on that motion?
I'm not going to second because I'm going to vote no. So if you want to second it, you can.
I think I'm ready to go on as well, so.
Okay.
The only problem we will run into, though, is in terms of the design review. Well, so if we move forward with it tonight, in order to...
We have to vote with the information we have in front of us and what we know.
Well, I mean, we can ask staff questions. But I guess the question that I would have is, because we would need a unanimous vote to is it to approve the design review or just to overturn the, and is that a separate question then? Overturning is one question, and then whether or not we approve it is a separate question?
If you overturn the planning and zoning's recommended denial, ultimately you're approving it at that point.
Yeah, I guess my question is, because it would require a unanimous vote to overturn their decision, if we don't have a unanimous vote to overturn their decision,
it's denial.
Okay, and then we wouldn't be able to do the preliminary and final plat, I presume?
There are two different subjects. They each can be based on their own qualifications. So planning, or excuse me, the plats on other requirements in the ordinance, so you would still hear that.
So would it?
They would have to bring design review back with another proposal.
Okay. So in theory, it would be possible to deny the design review but still approve?
Yes.
The preliminary and final plat?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I guess what I need to, hear is just more clarity, maybe from, or I mean, if you can start to try to formulate questions for staff, Warren, would that be helpful at all?
It wouldn't be, because I came into this tonight wanting to do the due diligence part of it. I wasn't sitting there documenting questions to ask tonight, which is why I chose to table it. And if, I mean.
I struggle because we tabled it for 2 weeks already. And so, like, what?
You're right, we did, Brianna. And if I have more, this is something diving into this. If we want to move forward tonight, like I said, let's move forward tonight. Okay.
Well, so looking at the design review worksheet, the first question was, has the appeal been timely filed with planning and zoning? Pursuant to CUNA City Code, did it specify the decision to be reviewed, the grounds for the appeal, including all the required information? And has the appropriate fee been paid? My understanding is the answer to all those questions are yes. Anybody speak up if you disagree with my conclusion at any point?
I agree that that is true.
Okay. Does Planning and Zoning Commission's recommended denial of case number 1812DR to City Council, as stated in their minutes of July 25th, 2018, comply with CUNA City Code section 5412D? That section states, the director, director shall provide the applicant, procedure for approval qualifying as written decision. The director shall provide the applicant written findings of fact and conclusions of law in accordance with Idaho Code 6765-19, stating the reasons for the decision reached. All conditions of approval shall be attached to the written decision. And so I think the concern that we had in that was it did not include the reasons for approval or denial as required by Idaho Code. So I would say the answer to that question is no. Planning and Zoning Commission's recommended denial did not comply with CUNA City Code or Idaho Code. So the worksheet then says to move to question five. So the issues for us to decide, 5.1. Specific identification of the application that is before the City Council for approval and all of its components. So let's see. We've got the staff report. Appellant's request identifies 8 fourplex buildings, parking, lighting, and accompanying landscape for Kelleher Subdivision Number 2 at the southeast corner of West Hubbard Road and Linder Road. CUNA, Idaho, within Section 13, Township 2, North, Range 1, West. The appeal, I don't know if I need to read through all of this, but the appeal included a complete set of drawings for the site and buildings, including multiple floor plans for the different units and color elevations for the 6 building design, all prepared by a licensed architect. The application also included 4 color palettes and special elevation along Linder Road. The appeal also noted that they updated their landscape plan to move the location of the trash enclosure as requested and also to close the access to the neighborhood park. They submitted the standalone design with provision that Kelleher number 2 would not be using park property. There would be no reason for a separate agreement. And they designed a neighborhood gazebo and horseshoe pit. Okay, so that was on the appeal. So are all of the plans, which are part and parcel of the application for design review, specifically identified in the record so an order can be prepared identifying the same?
did that plan last week not have an open field to the park and discussion of not having a horseshoe pit? Because if I recall correctly, that design they showed us had open access to the park, and it was even mentioned there would be no horseshoe pit or gazebo. And so that right there, that is cause for question.
Right. So, but the plan to have access to the park was part of the application for design review, as this is my recollection. And that, and those plans were specifically identified in the record, I believe.
Answers no, then consider a motion to reopen the hearing for the purpose of receiving evidence, which I have done.
Which identifies all the relevant plans to this application.
Okay, so the appeal states that, and then the new plans that were put into record stated that it was having an open park and no gazebo and horseshoe pit?
Right, the application, to my recollection, I can go look at it real quick. Is that the application for design review that we received, is it that we received, or I really wish council was here. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it appears to me that the entirety of the design review application is included both in the last packet and in the current packet. Right? Yes. Okay. Sorry, I'm jumping back and forth between documents here. So then question 5.2 is, are there any issues regarding the application involving any of the following standards as provided in CUNA code section 5.4.5 and 5.4.6? So the first question is the application harmonious with and in accordance with the general objectives and with any specific objective of the comprehensive plan? I would say the answer is yes. But if anybody disagrees, they can identify why the application is not harmonious with the comprehensive plan. And then the next portion asks, does the application comply with the general objectives and considerations of design review as provided in CUNA City Code Section 546A? And then that section of code is pasted over the subsequent, what, five pages, six pages? And so if we think that they, it is not, if we are, sorry, if we don't believe that it complies with the general objectives or we can't decide, then we can talk about that.
Okay, this is one section I do not agree with.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with site design objectives. Number one, the site plan design shall minimize the impact of traffic on adjacent streets, provide for safe pedestrian access and use, and provide appropriate safe vehicle parking by showing, and then it lists a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. And what it talked about is, ACHD had mentioned the overflow parking is a responsibility of Kelleher, and overflow parking is non-existent, and it's based on the fact they have two parking spots per unit, and that is it, which does fit code. But when you talk about overflow parking, there's no parking on Linder, no parking on Hubbard, and all those cars will then be met in the neighborhood in front of people's houses. Okay? So that talks about safe vehicle parking.
Well, okay. But, so I guess.
Okay. Safe pedestrian access and use. Brianna, real quick, let me finish mm-hmm. this number one. That is the questions I wanted to ask about with the one way in, one way out, with the police and the fire. And that is something we can't ask them with testimony tonight. So, and that is something I feel is important. Okay, so that is section one, and I can go to section two, but if you have questions for me regarding that first section there, please ask.
Give me just a second. So are you saying that you think the parking is insufficient and that there should be more of it, or?
I'm saying there's no overflow parking anywhere. NACHD even recommended that Kelleher be responsible for that.
Can you maybe point me to the page of the packet that you're referring to, just so that we can be on the same?
I can find it real quick. It is in the last packet here. It's going to take me a minute. It's a very pinpointed section of that packet. Speed reading comes into play.
You remember, was this an exhibit from ACHD's comments? Or?
I believe it was.
Exhibit B7 that was in the packet.
Let's see. This are the packets the same? They're not from last time to this time, right? It looks like there's like a 5-page difference. Because I don't see an exhibit B7 in this packet.
I mean, I can find it because I did read that. I did see that from ACHD. But where in this 364-page packet? I'm going to have to take some time to look for it.
Is it possible that it was actually in the final plat packet? Yes, that's the one. Okay. You guys don't have like an electronic copy in front of you that you'd be able to find the page number, do you? Oh, wait, I might have just found it by accident. Okay. In the current packet, it starts on page 253.
The current packet?
Mm-hmm.
That's it right here. Number four.
No, there was exact verbiage that had mentioned.
Okay.
A recommendation from ACHD stating that.
That's what I found too, yeah.
Is the responsibility of Kelleher as there is no parking available on Linder and Hubbard. Now, that is not verbatim. And
yeah.
I can't find
that. Oh, it says it right here. That's what number four, parking. Special note to City of Cuna. The parking needs generated by this development should be provided on site as there is not adequate availability of on street parking adjacent to the site.
Yeah, and I will find exactly what was in last week's packet because it was more descriptive than that.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can sit here and look for it all night. It's a 360-page document. Okay, and if we run with what that quote was, parking will be provided on site as there's inadequate parking outside of that,
mm-hmm.
That still makes a point. In regard to safe vehicle parking.
Well, I mean,
so,
I guess.
In my opinion.
Yeah, so what. I guess I just struggle because they've exceeded the city's stated requirement for the amount of parking that would be required at that site. So I don't.
Correct.
So I guess I struggle with what we'd be able to point to say the. To conclude that the parking they have provided is insufficient.
When I go off of the recommendation by ACHD about overflow parking, because it is a multifamily complex, there will be overflow. That is ultimately just what I go to when I think about that. So, I can find that for you. I will sit here and I will look for it if that's what it takes.
I'm going to throw some numbers at you.
Go ahead.
1.17 acres. That's the White Barn apartments behind the fire station. There's okay. 9 apartments. There's just under 2 spots per building. This is closer to 2 acres. There's already exactly 2 spots per parking. Between 2005 and 2016, when I was employed full-time at the fire station, I'll bet less than 10 times did we have people overflowing from those apartments into our parking lot. And that's a public parking lot right next door to it, not like a subdivision that some of these people represent and whatever. Hardly ever was there anyone parking. Well, Boise Street's a no parking zone as well, like Hubbard and Linder would be. I don't think just because people from the subdivision or you or whoever, I don't think there will be the problem with parking, just from what I've seen working there, that everyone thinks there will be.
So from what I've seen,
every now and then, yes, somebody's going to have some friends over and whatever. But in my time there, I mean, that's what, 11 years, it was very, very, very seldom did that happen. I mean, less than once a month, I'll bet somebody parked in that parking lot.
Okay. From what I've seen in three different apartment complexes that I've lived in,
okay,
two spots have been available per family. Every apartment complex I've seen has had multiple tow trucks parked outside every night because the parking lot would fill up and cars would end up parking on curbs.
But were they 1.5 or 2?
If they're giving out two per complex, two spots per apartment,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if I go look at their blueprints, I can give you that specific number. But I'm just telling you now from my personal experience what I've seen when two spots are available per complex,
okay,
per home. So if we want to move on from safe pedestrian or safe vehicle parking, we can, because there was multiple things I kind of highlighted in this. That doesn't necessarily change my take on that, and I want to find the ACHD recommendation that talks about overflow being the responsibility on site at Kelleher, because that recommendation is important to me. So I will stay here and I will search for it.
So I think where we're going to end up tonight is we're either going to end up with some kind of a continuation, or it's probably going to end up being denied because we won't have a consensus. I don't know that we're going to get past this part. I haven't been able to find it in my thumbing through this. I don't doubt that you saw it because you said you did, so I believe you. I just don't know where it's at.
You know, I know, and I do want to find it for you guys. Cause
yeah, no, that's good.
I don't want you guys to think I'm just trying to.
Well, I just want us to make sure that if we continue it, that we have all of the questions like figured out well in advance of the next meeting so that staff can come prepared to answer them, and that if there are any issues with specifically the design review application, again, utilizing only the specific criteria we're supposed to consider for design review,
mm-hmm,
that I'm directing this at you because you're the one who I think at this point I think he and I think that it complies with everything. So if you intend to vote no, or if you need to answer more questions and stuff, we just need to be prepared to be able to specifically articulate the reasons why it would be denied, because that's what's required, so that then they would be able to modify the application and bring it back at some point.
Right, and that's why it was important for me tonight to be able to reopen this up to testimony, because these are questions we can bounce off each other back and forth all night long. Going straight to the source and going straight to potential safety questions to that source is important in fully resolving this. I do not want to push this through tonight.
Yeah, I guess I just want to point out that the reason that there's not an ACHD review in the design review packet or feedback from the police is because those things aren't required under design review. Right. So I guess I'm just saying we should take care as we're moving through this to make sure that we are considering the specific question before us and not things beyond that. And I know that that can get complicated here as it did last time, because we kind of got testimony about everything at once and kind of heard, you know, both questions at once rather than doing things one at a time. So it it was just easy for things to get mixed up together.
Right. And my questions will be directly related to design, as there's exact verbiage in this design review checklist that I intend on using.
Okay.
So are you thinking that it's going to relate to both of these items?
No.
The final plat and the design review?
Am I thinking what's
the
going to?
The questions and that?
Only Warren can speak to that.
Okay, all right.
I don't think it's going to be related to both. I think it's strictly design.
So then are you ready to vote on the other one tonight?
Yeah.
The final plat? Pre-plat, final plat?
Yeah, all my questions are related to design, so I don't see why not.
Okay.
All right, so we do have a motion on the floor that we did not get a second for. Are we going to get a second for that motion or no?
So the motion is to table it till the next meeting to open up discussion for 1801A and 1812DR, correct?
That was what you had made a motion for, yes, for October 16th, including testimony this time.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to continue this hearing to the October 16th meeting. At that time, we will open that up to testimony with... And do you want to get specific on this, or do you want to just leave it open? Do you want to go to safety and fire and police and green space and those things, or?
Mayor?
Do you want to leave it open? Yeah. Yes.
Since Mr. Giggrey's here, do we want to consult with him?
About what he wants to do?
About...
We can continue it. That's not a problem.
I think part of the concern is whether it's appropriate to consult with police and fire and ACHD and all that kind of stuff on a design review application.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, so I think that's why she's asking if do we want to consult.
Yeah, so Mr. Giggrey, so the question here, we have a motion on the table. And this is specific to the design review question, the appeal and the design review, to continue this until October 16th, including testimony. And so then the question is it appropriate to ask for fire and police and specific people, or do we just need to leave it open for testimony?
Can I state the question a different way?
Yeah, go ahead.
Warren has expressed that he has additional questions about some various design review things. I mean, like in looking at the language of the design review, he's called out issues with parking potentially and safety related to the parking and that sort of thing. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like he was interested in potentially receiving testimony, reopening the public hearing at the next meeting in order to receive testimony from the chief of police, ACHD, potentially fire department. I think the question, to add on to Joe's question, is just essentially, is that appropriate in a design review?
Kind of a broad stroke rather than in the court of law, and then you have
Okay.
If you have an interest there and it may tie to a standard, then I think it's better to let everybody know ahead of time that that's what you intend to do.
Okay. And then I guess I would just say, particularly as we generally don't have fire representatives here, or so that, you know, the chief can review stuff, just getting the questions to relevant parties in writing as soon as possible will give them enough time to staff those and potentially submit a written response that would be included in the packet so then everybody would have an opportunity to see it. Because I'm just mentioning for your sake, Warren, and whoever else is, it's not as if the fire chief we need to show up and testify at the hearing in order to answer your questions. Right. Yeah, we can just include it in the packet instead.
Mr. Member of the Council, yeah. I think, of course, in hearing you, maybe directing staff to be prepared for that next hearing, they probably can do, as you say, those interviews, and they can sort out in their staff report how relevant they think it may or may not be.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. And my apologies.
Okay. Thank you.
So this week's free. So this week's free. Okay. That's on the record. Good to see you.
All right. Let's restate the motion then and see if I get this correct. So the motion then is to continue the deliberation or the hearing with testimony for 18-01-A and 18-12-DR for the October 16th meeting, and to ask staff to prepare to receive questions so that we can have things included in our packet and they can decide as to the relevance of those questions. Close enough? Okay.
Yes.
Does the second still stand?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
That motion carries with one nay vote. Next item, 6B, public hearing recess to October 2nd, 2018. Deliberation will continue. No additional testimony will be accepted. Public hearing in consideration to approve 18-01-CPF and well, for Kaheller subdivision number 2. And this question is rightfully before council for deliberation.
Did you have?
No, I was going to say my questions with confidence are all design related, so I have no issue going through with this one. I don't think there's a conflict there if we can align the design discussion next time, so I don't have anything to add to the plot.
Okay. In looking through the packet and in conjunction with the testimony that was received last time, I accept the facts as outlined in the staff report. It appears that the proposal generally complies with the comp plan and city code. It doesn't result in an inappropriate taking of land. It meets our goals in terms of encouraging a balance of land uses and providing a wide range of housing varieties. It appears to comply with CUNA City Code and the various requirements therein. It does look like the site is physically suitable for the proposed development. It appears to avoid detriment to the present potential surrounding uses. So I, apologies here. I move we approve case number 1801-CPF with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve 18-01-CPF with the conditions. Is there any further discussion?
Real quick, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
It just kind of hit me when I'm reading through things a little bit more. Does the design not have anything to do with the plat when it relates to the discussions it's having? This many units, this many lots, because there's design concern in that respect. We're locking in 8 multifamily units and 9 lots by approving the plat, aren't we? That's why we do a design first.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Jay Selman, just a little clarification. So the preliminary plat approves the 8 lots, or the 8 lots, and then the 1 common lot. So that, as far as a preliminary plat, is approved that way. However, in order to build on the lots, they still need designer review approval, which is what we would recess to at a later date. So as far as that's concerned, the 8 lots, 1 common lot, or 8 buildable, 1 common is approved, if that's your motion that you guys are making. As far as design of what the buildings will look like, any further questions you may have, those will get tackled for design review. Design review is a necessary component of a preliminary plat in order to build, but as far as getting a lot or plat approved, until they want to build, they don't need the design review, if that makes sense. You know?
You're basically saying, can we build 8 lots, yay or nay? Okay, you said yay. Now, can they be built like this, yay or nay? And you're saying no, so that's what we have to tackle next. Does that make better sense? It's a multi-step thing. So first you build, approve, let them build, and then you say, but now it's got to be built this way or no, basically.
Makes sense.
Although usually it's done in the opposite order.
Yeah.
Right, and it makes sense why it's
done. We're being difficult tonight.
With the opposite order based on what's going through my head.
Correct.
Thanks, Chase.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. That is... Business items have moved to number 11, so those will come up after executive session. So next we have ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-35. An ordinance of the City of Cuna, Idaho, annexing all parcel S13131317500 and referred to as Greyhawk Subdivision Number 8, which is owned by Patagonia Development Incorporated, into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the New York Irrigation District, thus changing the boundary of the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District, declaring water rights pertinent thereto, are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date. So this is kind of the standard irrigation transfer we do.
Yes. I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2018-35.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2018-35. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move we approve Ordinance 2018-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2018-35. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. First reading of ordinance number 2018-36, an ordinance of the City Council for CUNA, Idaho, amending Title 10, Chapter 3, Section 7, titled Dog Licenses, to allow for multi-year licenses and rolling renewals, repealing the half-price fee for license purchased after July 1st of each calendar year, and amending Title 10, Chapter 3, Section 23, titled Impounding of Animals, clarifying fees related to the impoundment and keeping of animals, and providing an effective date. Did anyone have... Chris, did you want to talk to this, or... I think we've talked about all this before.
I think we've talked about it before. I am asking for three readings just to kind of slow track it in case anything comes up. And then attached at the back of the ordinance, just for your information, not as an attachment to the ordinance itself, are the fee schedules. So if you have any questions, I stand for questions. If not, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Bill.
Of more than 5%?
No. It's saying there is a new fee, but we're not establishing what it is yet.
Correct.
Oh, okay, so that'll be later.
Yeah. That public hearing will come with the last reading.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure we were covering that base. Thank you.
Appreciate the interjection.
Don't you hate it when people try to keep us out of trouble? All right. Any more questions on this?
No.
If not, it's just the first reading, and we will bring it back again. Okay. Was there any other announcements that council wishes to bring up or talk about or mention?
No.
Okay. Oh, yes. We have this video. It's very nice. A minute in length, so we want to see it. Actually, Lisa, do you want to set up for this?
Sure.
Talk to this real quick.
Mayor, members of the council, we have secured a grant from Idaho Power to help us create an economic development video, and so it's a project I've worked really closely with the city clerk's office on. This video will be used to try and help promote CUNA a little bit better when we have businesses looking, so we can just kind of showcase CUNA and all of its amenities, and this is the first of two video series that we're going to be pushing out. Second video will be a little bit more focused on doing business in CUNA, so it'll be more of kind of a testimonial piece. This one's more of the visual piece.
Cool.
No? Please don't.
You were in the video, you owe ice cream.
Yes, you made the front row.
Very
cool. Awesome. Thank you. And so the next portion will be on businesses, right?
Yes, correct. We'll be working on that one in the next month and hopefully have it done. My goal is to have it done probably end of October, mid-November latest. So hopefully we can get that rolling pretty quickly. So
good.
We'll be pushing this out later this week.
Cool.
Okay.
Super.
Good.
Good work. If there's nothing else, I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206-1B to consider the evaluation, dismissal, or disciplining of, or to hear complaints or charges brought against a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual agent of the city.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded to adjourn to executive session, and we will want counsel and...
Counsel.
Counsel. And who wants to do the minutes for this?
I can do them again.
Okay, Brianna will do minutes. And I think that's it. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah, don't feel like you have to. We can...